This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to respond when a team member shuts down during a synergy critical conversation. A practical guide for keeping critical team conversations alive. In short, after reading this, you will know exactly how to respond when a team member shuts down mid-conversation without losing ground or damaging trust. Recognize the shutdown before it becomes a full withdrawal. Use the core framework to stay grounded when emotions spike. Restore psychological safety before re-engaging the substance of the conversation. Definition: a team synergy conversation is a focused discussion where team members work through a shared challenge or conflict that directly affects collective performance. When one person shuts down, the conversation stalls and team synergy fractures unless the response is deliberate, skilled, and grounded in respect. You have been there. Midway through a conversation that really matters, one of your team members goes quiet. Arms fold, eyes drop. One word answers begin. The energy drains out of the room like water through a crack. Most people keep talking. They push harder, repeat their points, or try to reason someone out of a state they cannot logic their way out of. The conversation does not recover. The next team meeting feels heavier than the last. This happens because people mistake shutdown for stubbornness. It is not. When someone goes silent during a team synergy conversation, their nervous system has made a decision before their rational mind could stop it. They feel threatened, overwhelmed, or simply unheard. And the more you press, the deeper they go. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for managing a team member shutdown that you can use immediately. If you want to understand what drives these moments at a neurological level, signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time is a good place to start. Why staying present during a team synergy breakdown is harder than it looks. Knowing you should stay calm when someone shuts down is easy. Actually doing it in a room where you have a deadline and a team watching is another matter entirely. Here is what makes this genuinely difficult. Your own nervous system fires too. When someone withdraws mid-conversation, it can feel like rejection or defeat. Your instinct is to fight the silence or fill it with words. Neither helps. The stakes feel high. When the conversation is about something that matters to team performance, every second of silence feels like lost ground. That urgency makes patience harder to find. You cannot see inside the shutdown. You do not know if the person is angry, embarrassed, scared, or simply processing. Acting on the wrong assumption makes things worse. Most workplaces have not built real psychological safety. Without it, team members learn early that emotional honesty has costs. When that lesson is in the room, withdrawal is a trained response, not a personal failing. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy covers this foundation in full. You were never taught a system for this. Most people handle these moments on instinct. Instinct in high emotion situations is unreliable. As I wrote in Say It Right Every Time, relying on instinct is like trying to navigate a storm without a compass. You are tossed about by the winds of emotion, and you are likely to end up shipwrecked. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. What do you need before the conversation begins? Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, your own desired outcome. Know exactly what you want this conversation to produce before you walk into it. Not a vague sense of resolution, but something specific and actionable. If you do not know where you're going, you will not be able to navigate the moment a team member shuts down. Number two, your emotional baseline. If you are already frustrated or defensive before the conversation starts, a shutdown will push you past your limit. Take stock of your own state. The 3-second pause technique from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time is simple. Before you speak in any charged moment, pause for 3 full seconds. It interrupts the reactive cycle and re-engages rational thinking. Number 3. A commitment to the relationship, not just the outcome. The conversation has to survive even if today's goal is not fully met. Team synergy is built across many conversations, not won or lost in one. Decide before you begin that you will protect the connection even if the content gets uncomfortable. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Recognize the shutdown before it completes. This step is about reading the room before the moment is gone. A shutdown does not arrive without warning. It announces itself in small ways: shorter answers, a change in posture, a shift in eye contact, or a sudden flatness in tone. Most people miss these signals because they are focused on their own message. That is an expensive habit when team synergy is on the line. Learning to catch the early signs gives you a window to respond before the person withdraws completely. Once someone has fully shut down, the conversation is effectively over until safety is restored. Watch for crossed arms, averted gaze, or a shift toward the door. These are physical signals, not rudeness. Notice when answers change from sentences to single words. That transition is meaningful. Pay attention to pace. A sudden slowdown or long pause often precedes a shutdown. Ask yourself whether the topic shifted just before the change in energy. The subject often triggers the response. Example. You are mid-conversation about a recurring deadline problem on the team. The moment you name a specific person's contribution, Marcus goes quiet. He was engaged 10 seconds ago. Now he is staring at the table. That is your signal. Do not keep talking. Something just changed, and you need to respond to that change before you say another word about deadlines. When you catch the early signs, you have a chance to intervene with skill. When you miss them, you are managing a full shutdown instead of preventing one. Step 2. Stop and acknowledge what you observe. The moment you notice a shutdown beginning, stop the content of the conversation entirely. This is where most people fail. They keep pushing forward because the topic feels urgent, but continuing to speak while someone is withdrawing does not advance the conversation. It accelerates the retreat. The most effective thing you can do in this moment is also the simplest: name what you see, without judgment. This is the empathy bridge from Chapter 5 of Say It Right. Every time you acknowledge the other person's emotional state before you attempt to deliver or continue your message, it lowers defenses and signals that you're paying attention to the person, not just the problem. Stop mid-sentence if you need to. The content can wait. Use a calm, direct observation. I notice you've gone quiet, or something seems to have shifted just now. Do not assign meaning to what you see. Say what you observe, not what you assume it means. Keep your voice low and steady. Your tone carries more information than your words. Make clear you are not attacking. Your intention is to stay in the conversation together. Pausing the content to acknowledge the person is not a detour. It is the conversation. Until they feel seen, nothing else you say will land. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Create space without abandoning the conversation. After you name what you see, stop talking. This is harder than it sounds. Silence feels like failure when you're in the middle of a critical team conversation. But a pause is not the end of a conversation. It is an act of respect. You're giving the other person room to regulate before you ask anything more of them. The risk here is that silence tips into avoidance. Why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy explains why the temptation to let it go is almost always the wrong call. The goal is not to back off permanently. It is to pause the pressure temporarily. After naming what you observe, wait a full 10 seconds before you speak again. If they speak, listen without interrupting. Your job right now is to receive, not respond. If they stay silent, offer a single low-pressure invitation. You don't need to respond right now. I just want you to know I'm listening. Do not fill the silence with re-explanation or clarification. That is still pressure. If the silence extends beyond 2 minutes, offer to pause and return. Would it help to take 5 minutes and come back to this? Example. You've just said, I notice you've gone quiet since we started talking about the project plan. Marcus says nothing. You wait. 15 seconds pass. He exhales and says, I just feel like no matter what I do and the problem. Now you have something real to work with. Space is not retreat. Space is what makes re-engagement possible. Step 4. Invite them back with a direct, open question. Once there is breathing room, your job is to reopen the door without pushing them through it. The clarity element of the core framework, as I outline in Say It Right Every Time, requires that you enter difficult conversations knowing your core message, your desired outcome, and your readiness to truly listen. That last part is the one most leaders skip. Real listening is not waiting for your turn. It is building your next move entirely from what the other person gives you. After a shutdown, The best re-entry is a question that invites perspective without requiring defense. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy covers why this matters. Emotionally intelligent communication does not demand, it invites. Lead with a question, not a statement. What would help you feel heard right now? Works better than here is what I was trying to say. Use I statements to take ownership of your part. I wonder if I came at this the wrong way. Ask about their experience of the conversation, not just the topic. How is this conversation feeling for you? Reflect back what you heard before adding anything new. So what I'm hearing is that you feel like the pressure keeps landing on you. Is that right? Resist the urge to problem solve until they have confirmed you understood them correctly. Inviting someone back is a skill. It requires you to be genuinely curious rather than strategically patient. People can tell the difference. Step 5. Re-enter the substance using the core framework. Once the person is back in the room, emotionally and verbally, you can return to what the conversation was actually about, but re-entering badly undoes everything you just built. The core framework gives you the structure to re-approach with clarity, openness, respect, and empathy in sequence. This is not a soft option. It is a precision tool for exactly this moment, and I cover it in full in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. State your core message clearly and simply. Here's what I was trying to say earlier, and I want to say it better this time. Name your desired outcome in one sentence. I want us to leave this conversation with a shared plan, not a winner and a loser. Use the script from the core framework. My core concern is stated. The reason this matters is explain why. The outcome I'm hoping for is stated specifically. Invite the response before you build on anything. Does that make sense? What do you want to add? Stay anchored to behavior and situation, not character. Describe what happened, not who they are. Example, Marcus, here is what I was trying to get to earlier. My core concern is that deadlines are slipping on the infrastructure side, and it is affecting the whole team's rhythm. That matters, because we are losing client trust. What I want to find is a plan we both own. What do you think is getting in the way on your end? Returning to substance with a clear framework signals that you are not just managing an emotion. You are committed to the actual work of team synergy. Step 6. Secure specific, shared commitment. A conversation that ends without a concrete agreement is a conversation that will need to happen again, and the next one will be harder. This is what the deal method from Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time calls locking in the commitment. A verbal understanding is not enough. As I wrote there, a solution that is imposed on one person is not a solution. It's a temporary ceasefire. What you need is a co-created agreement with specific accountability attached. For deeper guidance on rebuilding after a more severe breakdown, how to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown gives you the full framework. Summarize what was agreed before the conversation ends. So we've agreed that you'll flag resource gaps by Tuesday, and I'll escalate them to the client on Thursday. Is that right? Name who owns what, specifically not we will sort it out, but you will do X, I will do Y, by this date. Confirm the agreement out loud and ask them to confirm it back to you. Set a follow-up point. Let's check in on Friday to see how it's tracking. Send a brief written summary after the conversation so there is no ambiguity. When the commitment is clear and shared, both people leave with the same understanding. That is not bureaucracy. That is respect. Step 7. Repair the relationship alongside the task. This is the step most leaders skip entirely. They close the task loop and consider the job done. But a team member who just shut down in front of you carries something after the conversation ends. If you do not acknowledge that, it will resurface. How to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy makes the case clearly. De-escalation is not just about the moment. It is about what the relationship looks like the next day. A brief, direct check-in within 24 hours signals that you value the person, not just the outcome. Follow up individually, not in a team setting. A quiet word or a short message carries more weight than a group debrief. Acknowledge that the conversation was difficult. That wasn't easy. I appreciate that you stayed in it. Ask a simple, genuine question. Is there anything from yesterday's conversation you want to revisit? Do not overprocess it. One brief, honest exchange is enough. Watch how you behave toward them in subsequent team settings. Your actions there will confirm or contradict everything you said in the follow-up. A repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested. But the repair has to be intentional. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote and hybrid teams present a specific challenge when a team member shuts down during a critical conversation, the signals are harder to read. You lose the full picture of body language, a camera turned off, a sudden drop in message frequency, or a one-word response in a video call all mean something, but the context is thinner than it would be in a room together. Read digital signals as carefully as physical ones. A camera that goes off mid-conversation, a long pause before answering, or clipped responses in a chat thread are the remote equivalents of crossed arms and averted eyes. Do not ignore them because they're small. Create explicit permission to pause. In a physical space, silence is shared. On a video call, silence feels like a technical failure. Build in a direct statement. I want to give you a moment. There's no rush. This gives the other person permission that the medium does not naturally provide. Use the postpone option deliberately. The script from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time applies directly here. I think we're both too emotional to have a productive conversation right now. Can we agree to talk about this tomorrow at 10 a.m. on a video call? This is often the most respectful and practical move. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy covers how to reopen a conversation well after a break. Follow up in writing before the next verbal conversation. Send a brief, low-pressure message that names what was agreed and invites any additions. This gives the withdrawn person time to respond on their own terms, which often produces more honest input than a live call. The core process holds across every medium. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: pushing harder when someone goes quiet, believing that more explanation will help. Why it happens: the urgency of the topic overrides awareness of the person. What to do instead? Stop talking. Name what you observe. Give the conversation room to breathe before you add more words. The mistake: treating the shutdown as a personal rejection or a power move. Why it happens: silence in a charged conversation triggers our own defensive response. What to do instead? Remind yourself that shutdown is almost always about the person's internal state, not a strategy against you. The mistake: letting the conversation end without a clear agreement because the emotional moment was resolved. Why it happens: once the tension lifts, there is relief, and the task work feels secondary. What to do instead? Always return to the substance after the emotional work is done. The task commitment is what makes the repair durable. The mistake: overprocessing the shutdown in front of the wider team. Why it happens: leaders sometimes use team settings to signal that they handled things well. What to do instead? Keep the repair private. The person who shut down deserves to have the conversation stay between you. The mistake: skipping the 24-hour follow-up because the conversation ended on a reasonable note. Why it happens: it feels done, so it gets treated as done. What to do instead? A brief, genuine check-in after a hard conversation cements the relationship in ways the conversation itself cannot. These are not character flaws. They're gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. I know my specific desired outcome for this conversation before it starts. I have checked my own emotional baseline and applied the 3-second pause if needed. I'm watching for early shutdown signals: posture, pace, word count, eye contact. I have stopped the content of the conversation the moment I notice withdrawal. I have named what I observe without assigning meaning or blame. I have created genuine silence and allowed the other person to speak first. I have re-entered the conversation with a direct, open question rather than a statement. I have used the core framework to restate my core message clearly and respectfully. I have confirmed a specific, shared commitment with named accountability. I have scheduled or sent a follow-up within 24 hours. I have reflected on what I would do differently next time. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You can now do something you likely could not do before: respond to a team member shutdown with skill rather than instinct, and return the conversation to productive ground without damaging the relationship. Here is what this process comes down to. Catch the shutdown early. The signals are always there if you're watching for them. Stop talking before you try to fix anything. Acknowledgement must come before content. Use the empathy bridge to name what you see without judgment or assumption. Re-enter the conversation with a question, not a statement, once space has been created. Apply the core framework to restate your message with clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. Lock in a specific, co-created commitment before the conversation closes. Follow up privately within 24 hours to repair the relationship alongside the task. Your next step is to read how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy if you are working in a team where shutdowns are a symptom of a deeper conflict pattern. If what happened feels like a fundamental breakdown rather than a single difficult conversation, how to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown gives you the full repair framework. For the concepts behind everything covered here, the full core framework is detailed in Say It Right Every Time. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift. Start with the next conversation in front of you. Frequently asked questions. What is a team synergy conversation? A team synergy conversation is a focused discussion where team members work through a shared challenge, decision, or conflict that directly affects how well they collaborate. When handled well, these conversations build trust and strengthen collective momentum. When they break down, team output suffers. Why do team members shut down during team synergy conversations? Team members shut down when they feel unsafe, unheard, or overwhelmed. This is often an amygdala hijack response. The brain perceives threat and shuts down rational communication. It is rarely about stubbornness. It is almost always about fear or emotional overload. How do you restart a team synergy conversation after someone shuts down? Pause the conversation immediately and acknowledge what you're observing without judgment. Give the person room to breathe, then reopen with a low-pressure question that invites them back in. The goal is to restore psychological safety before continuing the substantive discussion. What is the core framework, and how does it help during a team shutdown? The core framework is a four-pillar system built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, drawn from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. It gives you a structured approach to difficult conversations that keeps the discussion grounded even when emotions spike. How does psychological safety affect team synergy conversations? Without psychological safety, team members will avoid honest input or shut down entirely when the conversation gets hard. Psychological safety is the foundation that allows people to speak directly, disagree productively, and stay engaged, all of which are essential for strong team synergy. What should you never do when a team member shuts down? Never push harder, raise your voice, or try to reason someone out of an emotional state. Increasing pressure deepens the shutdown. The worst move is to continue talking as if nothing has happened. Silence and acknowledgement are almost always more effective than persistence. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.